Welcome to the Fulham on the audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8 p.m. British summer time, and this is a very busy day in here today. I would say of the most important things that have happened, it has certainly been the action that we're just seeing right now in the U.S. markets. Currently, the Nasdaq Composite is up 16.8, so that's up over the 2,200 level, which had been posing a little bit of resistance for it. I'm just looking at the longer term chart here, just waiting for that to pop up. But since that had really been posing quite a bit of difficulty, because the highs back at right at the beginning of 2005 were around 2,200, and back around the beginning of 2004 it was around 2,150. So we are moving into some fairly uncharted territory, and you have to go back to 2001 before you see a high that's above 2,200. So, pretty good action here, and we'll see whether it holds it or not. We still have a couple of hours left for before the close. But prior to the U.S. Open in Europe, I'm going to go in reverse chronological order. Europe had been fairly mundane at the open. It was up about quarter of a percent in a lot of the markets, but when we saw this strength coming in right off the open in the US, that did lead some of these European markets to close really quite strongly. The strongest of them was the CAC in France, and that one closed up just over 1%. That was already coming from quite a high level, so that's right at 4,500 right now. That's looking really like very, very good action. Just pulling up picture, sorry, the graph of the DAX, and again very similar pattern. So we are seeing some, really good action here in Europe. These trends are very consistent. We haven't seen any kind of acceleration at all, and we'll just be keeping an eye on these over the next couple of months just to see what they're going to do. But as we're sitting here right now, these are really very consistent upward moves. The Nikkei in Japan today was really quite dull. It was down 6 on the day, so it is blinking a little bit at this 12,000 level, but still right up there. So we'll see really what happens over the next couple of days there. The second section, which we often look to as a leader, was down 16. So that's a little bit of a that's a bigger downward move than we've seen really in this upward move since May. So we'll have to see if there's a little bit of follow through there tomorrow on the second section. The Nikkei could be blinking at this level. Down the coast a bit, down in Hong Kong, that did really very well. That was up 158 points, just over 1%. So that's really very good action. I'd just like to make the distinction between acceleration following from a breakout from a trading range and acceleration within an uptrend. If you look at, for example, the action that we're currently seeing on that Polish chart I posted, Poland has been moving up really quite well, and now we are seeing what we could mark as acceleration. Acceleration is an ending signal in that case, and we don't know when it's going to end, but it's really a trailing stop situation. The type of acceleration we're seeing, for example, at the moment in the Hang Seng, where we've had two really very good upward moves in a row, and it's too early yet to call that acceleration. That was a very big trading range that it came out of, and this is the type of action that we expect to see when we get a good breakout. So there's a distinction there between a breakout from a trading range, which could be deemed as acceleration, but that's not the kind of acceleration we talk about. We talk about acceleration being an ending signal. That type of acceleration is acceleration after a good uptrend, or indeed downtrend. Looking at Australia was up just a little bit, so still consolidating under that round number at 4,400, and it's well, there's not really an awful lot to say there. In the bond markets, the JGBs are really the main story. Yesterday they had been lingering right at the 139.50 level. They've broken down from there, currently sitting at 139 a quarter. There had been support at that level three times already, so having broken down from there, they followed the US Treasuries down. Treasuries today have been relatively firm. They're down 10. They're up and down really. They're at 14, 114.21, but the Treasuries have definitely broken down from that support that was around 116. So those are that has definitely broken the uptrend that we've seen from March. We're in uncharted territory here, and the bias is definitely to the downside. Some of these commodities have also been really quite interesting, as particularly some of the industrial metals. Tin, which I put up a chart of yesterday, had quite a good day in here today. A little bit of follow through in this upward move, and there that support that was creeping in there at 7,000. Lead, which was also looking quite good when I looked at the charts this morning, didn't do quite so well today, but it is looking like it's found a little bit of support in here. Aluminium is also looking relatively good. And a number of these still are in backwardation, but you can see all of those backwardation charts on the chart library. With the funeral coming up of King Fahd and various concerns about refineries and the refineries explosions we saw last week, oil is still really quite strong in here today. It's up 32 at 61.89. Natural gas, I closed my long in that. I was feeling a little bit nervous and I wanted to protect my profits, so I pretty much stopped closed myself out at the beginning of the session around 3 o'clock. But that has rallied. It's up 22 cents at the moment. It's at 8.37 8.37 on the September contract. So that really is really good action. We've had I don't know, it's I think it's six consecutive up days in natural gas here. That's quite unusual. This is usually quite volatile. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we saw a bit of a correction here. Importantly, we do now have higher lows, but we also have higher highs. So that's really quite good action, and I'll be looking to pick that up when we get the next correction, which in this particular commodity is almost inevitable. Just a quick word about the precious metals. And gold is almost flat in the day. It's up 10 cents at 432.30. Silver is down just a smidgen. It's down 0.002 at 7.26. Palladium's flat on the day. Platinum is down too. So platinum is when it's been up nearly $20 in the last couple of days. When it's down to today, that's really only a consolidation. Just a quick word then about the euro. Euro is had been up quite high today. It was at 122.53 at the highs, but it's at 129.97 right now. So it has given up quite a few of the quite a lot of the gains there. Again, it's too early to say that the dollar's rally is over, and the dollar index is still very much range bound, as is the euro. So we'll have to just wait and see which way it decides to break out of that range. But the longer it spends up around this 90 level, the more people I think will start to question their bullish hypothesis on the dollar, and the markets generally are quite bullish on the dollar even now. And I think that is pretty much it. The emerging markets, and have a look at that Venezuela chart that I posted on the website today. When we say that governance is everything in emerging markets, well, you can see immediately that the markets aren't at all impressed with the governance that you see in Venezuela. I mean, that country has absolutely everything going for it, and if they were able to get their act together on a governance front, it would probably wouldn't be one of the best investment opportunities there is. So, something to keep an eye out in the newspapers anytime it comes up, because this market is cheap, cheap, cheap. But of course, with the way things are going there, it could just get cheaper and cheaper. Again, just to keep an eye on that, just in case we see anything coming out of there. And just to counterpose that, when you look at the Peru chart, that really is a very nice breakout from the highs. And you, I mean, you couldn't see two more different price charts, and that is definitely the governance issue. I don't know an awful lot about Peru, but the chart is telling us that people are quite happy to put their money in there. But if you have any queries or questions, don't hesitate to contact me. I'm happy to try and improve the service in any way we can, and have a very good evening.